Blog Talk Radio.
Listeners, and welcome to a very special edition of What Days with Murph. On today's show, we will be celebrating my lovely and talented co-host, Emily's one-year anniversary on the show. We'll look back at some of our best moments over the past year that Emily's been on the show. So, So, but with that said, let's get started. Hey, Em, how are you?
I was about to fall asleep because I was all peaceful and listening to the music. So,
Uptown
okay.
Funk.
So I know we talked about Party Like It's 1999, but that was even better, so.
Yeah, that was better.
Okay, so what I was going to tell you, right off of my little story. Mm-hmm. So last mm-hmm. night, for those of you who don't follow me on Twitter, you should, but I was at a surprise party for a friend, and we were waiting for him to come in, and we were behind the bar all crouched down, and they wouldn't stop talking at the door, and finally, I was like, everybody was like, I can't feel my legs. And so I, like, fell backwards and was, like, sitting on my butt. And I started laughing really loud. And everybody was like, Emily, shut up. But it was so funny to me that I fell over. And then I tried to stand back up. But, no, it was just so amusing to me the way I fell over and just started laughing.
Wow.
And, you know, if you know me, that was
funny.
Hilarious. Because I would be the
funny.
One person that laughed out loud and got everybody's
yep.
cover blown.
Yep.
Anyway,
1 year. How's it feel?
What did you say?
I said, 1 year. How's it feel to be on the show 1 year today?
How does it feel?
Yeah,
like
how's it feel?
It went on real fast.
It does. You know, as I was telling you off air, I was listening to that very first show we ever did. And from that point until now, it's just like night and day. I mean, it's totally different.
Yeah, because now we, like, know each other so well.
Pretty much. And I'm going to be honest with you. You, my friend, have grown so much as a host. I mean, when we first started this out, you, of course, I laid some pretty heavy responsibility on you with booking shows and doing all this stuff. You have more than rose to the occasion. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, that's the job.
That's what the job entails, and you got to do it.
That's what the job entails. Partners in crime yeah. for a reason.
So let's look back on some of your greatest moments, shall we?
Greatest moments, okay.
Some of your greatest moments,
sure.
shall we? And now you know I have to bring this up.
Oh boy.
We cannot get through a show without the name
Tyler Christopher.
Without the name either Tyler Christopher or Nicholas Cassadine coming up.
That's
just not even possible at this point.
No, at this point it's a tradition.
It is kind of a tradition at this point. We've created our very own tradition on the show.
Best moment is when it started, the first time ever, when I was like, will you marry me, Tyler Christopher? That was the best.
You know, and from that point on, it's just been pretty much every show you're like, and to be fair, I have my Carrie Underwood obsession, to be fair. So, there you go.
Yeah, so don't judge. Well,
I'm not judging,
I don't
just
know.
Saying.
I just love me some Tyler Christopher. I can't help it. If he ever finds our show, he might think that he needs a restraining order, and that's totally fine. Love will wait.
What's up with you?
But true love waits. There you go.
You know, oh, and something you were telling me off air prompted me to bring this subject up. When we had Mary Beth Evans on the show,
that's
I personally thought you were going to
stroke out.
That's
my favorite episode of ever. Okay, wait a minute. Here's the thing, y'all. All right. You heard it first from me. I can't believe I'm going to say this. I did not like her before that. I did not like Mary Beth Evans. I didn't like the character she plays on anything. I just didn't like her. Like, I don't know what it was. She's, you know those people, you see them on TV, like, they appear everywhere on episodes of Law and Order or whatever, and you just don't like them. okay? I did not like her. I don't know why. It was just that person for me. Like, I would see her pop up on shows, and I was like, oh, my gosh, there she is again. Like, she was everywhere, and I just didn't like her, and I don't know why. Like, it's not like she personally ever did anything to me. She was just that actor
right.
for me where I would see her on shows, and I'd be like, oh, my gosh, her again.
Here we go again.
However, when Cody told me that he was getting her on the show, I got excited. And then when he said that she had said she would come on, I was really excited.
Matter of fact, I think you texted me and said she was coming on. I think you texted me.
I told you you should get her on because you knew we had met Mandy. And
I never reached out to her.
It wasn't me.
It had to be you because I never reached out to her. Oh, never mind.
It was Mandy.
It was a friend, Mandy. Never mind. That's who it was. It was
Mandy.
Yeah,
I was like, what are you talking about? So I texted you and told you that we should try and get her on. It was kind of a joke, but he didn't know that.
Yeah.
But then Cody actually did, and then he told me I could do the interview.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was amazing, and I loved her from that moment on, and we had an amazing time. And then I told her I was going to watch Steve and Kayla, and now I'm obsessed with her character on TV. I don't want to say her because that sounds creepy. But now I'm obsessed with Kayla, and I love her, and I follow Mary Beth Evans on every social media platform ever. And I'm so interested in everything she does. Like, I watch TV shows just because she's going to be on there. And Nancy actually said this because Nancy was the only person that knew her hot belt. Nancy was like, plot twist, Mary Beth Evans becomes Emily's favorite actor ever after this radio show.
That was pretty much true.
Pretty much true, yeah. Not favorite ever, but she's in the top.
Close.
She's in the top five of,
she's
like,
close.
My favorite soap actors. Like, soap actors, mm-hmm. she's in the top five. I don't, like, mm-hmm. make soap actors and primetime actors, but
soap actors,
she's in my top five soap actresses
mm-hmm.
and actors. So, mm-hmm. yeah, plot twist of all plot twists. So now I love her, and I can't believe I ever didn't like her. Not feel bad about it.
And she surprised you the other day, didn't she?
She followed me on Twitter yesterday, guys, unsolicited, out of the blue. I flipped my wig. And
yes, you did. You texted me in all caps.
I texted Cody and Kathy in all caps. I was going to do a group chat, but I didn't have time to throw the group chat. I was in a hurry. So I was on my way to go to a party when that happened. So that put me in a great mood.
I got you.
Had been like, okay, yesterday my mood was flip-flopping like crazy because I was upset and then I was so happy and then I was upset again and then I was happy again. Yesterday I was a mess, okay? I called Cody yesterday and I was crying and then later I went and got ready to go out and Mary Beth had followed me on Twitter and I got all happy and then I went to the party and some drama went down and I was all upset again and then I came home and I was all happy again.
Oh.
So,
and while we're on the Days of Our Lives stuff, we cannot let this next moment pass us. The first time that our dear friend Patsy Pease was on.
Good times.
Patsy.
Good times.
And you know this, Em. You know I cannot sing that woman's praises enough. You know that.
Amen. She's amazing. I love her. We DM each other pictures of naked men.
Oh, God.
Great.
Oh,
we
God.
Do. You guys can ask her. You heard it here first, but if you don't believe me, y'all can ask her. Matthew Reese and I DM each other pictures of men.
I think I remember the last time she was on. I remember y'all talking about that last time she was on.
Yeah, I sent her a picture of a naked man, and he was almost naked. Almost naked, not totally naked.
Yeah.
I didn't send her porn, but
right.
I sent her a naked man, and we fangirled over him, and it was the best.
Now, there are, well, 98% of these guests that we bring on, we mutually know them, but we mutually follow them on Twitter. But there was one guest that you brought on that frankly, I had no clue who that guy was, frankly.
Who?
Leon.
Oh, Leon's balls to the wall is awesome.
Leon's
like,
cool, though. I mean, I mean,
I can't believe I just said balls to the wall, but whatever.
You know.
No, okay. Leon, a lot of people don't know of him, but they've seen like him on Twitter, but they don't follow him.
Right.
But
you know, during that interview, Leon said something. And I think I texted you during the interview. I said, "I adore this man."
Yeah, but I don't remember what it was.
I think he said something.
Well, we were talking.
I don't exactly remember what it was, but I texted you. I was like, "I adore this man."
Yes. Well, he's awesome, so I had to have him on. Most
yes,
people see his tweet, like retweeted and stuff. Like, if you have anything to do with that group of, like, Scotia, Rob, Ian Buchanan, Teo, and all those women that follow him, and they're all in, like, a circle together, sort of, all
right.
of that group of people, if you have anything to do with that group of people, you see Leon's tweets retweeted and stuff. So I was Facebook friends with him because it suggested I add him on Facebook, and his Facebook statuses are hilarious, so I figured he would bring some humor to the show, and he did indeed.
Yes, he did, you know. And there was one show, I believe it was... I think it was the first show we ever did together where I surprised you with a caller, too.
Well, yeah. We don't need to talk about that.
We don't need to talk about that again.
Actually,
but we
that
will.
Was the third. No, that was the third show because the first show was a GH recap, and then the second show was Anna Roberts. And then at Anna Roberts' show, you announced that I was going to be your co-host, and then the next show was that Friday.
Was a surprise.
And
what happened
that was
when
you... Yeah.
What happened was, for those of y'all that don't know, what happened was
you threw me under a bus and then backed it over me.
I did?
Well, okay, the thing, you know when you don't think something's coming, like a bus, and it hits you, and then the bus is like, I missed you, let me run back over you real quick. Yeah, there we go.
Let me set the scene for you, okay? Me and Ann were talking, okay, and all of a sudden this number pops up. So I said, hey, Em, I've got a surprise for you. So
yeah,
I bring the caller on, I go, a surprise caller, you're on.
Wait, let me do this part. Hey,
okay.
Guys, it's Kathleen Gaddy from General Hospital.
Good luck. Say what?
And I was like, excuse me? And then I was like, hey, Kathleen, what's up?
Yeah, you're like, say what?
But you could tell that I was flipping out. I was trying to be chill, but you could tell I was all excited. And
oh,
I was freaking. Literally, when that happened, my first thought was, I can't wait to tell my parents this. Oh, my gosh. And then it got better. Continue.
Yes, it did. After Kathleen, I talked with Kathleen for a few minutes. And she had to go. So after Kathleen hangs up, we're talking for a minute or two, and I see that this other
number
pop up.
You left part of that story out.
What?
You forgot to say that we were talking to Celia, too. Lily called.
After this next caller, that was...
Oh,
Celia,
I thought it was during it.
No, uh-uh.
Okay, sorry, then go ahead.
And spoiler alert, y'all. I had set up the Kathleen Gaddy call-in. I'd set that up. So she hangs up. We're talking. I see this other number pop up that I frankly wasn't expecting. So I pick up the line, and the caller goes, I take it, Em.
Hi, guys, it's Lily Melgar. I just wanted to talk about Nicholas and Emily, because that's what y'all are talking about.
And
we were flipping our shit.
And I just where you could probably, for like 3 seconds, you could hear a pin drop. We're like...
Okay,
huh?
Because here's the thing. We were taught, that was when Emily, like, haunted Nicholas as a ghost, and
mm-hmm.
we were talking about them, and Lily Mulgar wanted to join in as fangirl, and it was great.
It was
and
great.
And I let her know that I was, like, the only sunny and lily fan on the face of the earth.
But, sadly enough, a call dropped, and she never got a chance to call back in. But you know, and the funniest part of that show probably was what came next. So, Lily's call dropped. So I see another call come in from my old area code. So I recognized the area code. I knew what part of the country it was from. So I go, "Oh, you're taking another caller, M?" And M goes,
I said, "What, is it another celebrity? Really?"
I think your exact words were, "It better not be another celebrity."
Yeah. Oh, is it another celebrity?
Those are your exact
words. I'm not prepared for that. And I was laughing so hard. Like, when I hear that now, like, I listened to that show a couple times before, and when I listened to that, I laughed so hard at that when I said that.
It better not be another celebrity. And then I told you, I'm like, I honestly have no clue.
You're like,
so,
if it is, we can retire.
Yeah, I'm like, if it is, I'm done. I'm done. If it is, I'm done. So I pick up the line, and it turns out to be our good friend Celia. So that was that show.
So we got to live another day.
That was that show. Yes, you know, there have been, I've been several times on the show where I've escaped death.
Yeah, that's true. He's lucky. He's cheating death. You know that, right?
There have been several times on the show where I've cheated death. Because, frankly, especially with that, surprise for you, especially, I'm thinking, oh, God, next time M sees me, she's going to kill me.
Oh, yeah. He escapes death a lot.
Yeah, I do.
That's okay.
And she threatens death a lot, so.
Yeah, that's my favorite story. Okay, and I was just thinking, you know how couples tell their story of, like, how they got engaged? I feel like our story is of our first show. And you're like, okay, you tell this part, and I'll tell this part. But no, like, with normal people, they'll be telling their story of how they got engaged or some, like, thing that happened at their wedding, and we're over here like, yeah, our first show.
Yeah, our first show. Like, you know, and I will tell you, I'm sure you remember this, but one of the coolest guys we've ever had on, we've had him on twice so far, has been Zach Garrett. That guy is so cool.
And, you know, his girlfriend's from Alabama, so I love him for having good taste in women.
Exactly.
Can we talk about, and we've also had guests that have made, we're not going to name names, but I've also had guests that have made me feel uncomfortable. We've all been there where we had guests where we didn't know what to say to them because they made us feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, we're sitting there like, okay, next question.
Crickets. No, it's
okay,
not
next
all
question.
Roses and sunshine over here. There are some people that Emily feels uncomfortable with. There are some people like Cody feels uncomfortable with. There are people that we probably won't have on again.
I will tell you,
for
me personally, though, my biggest a fanboy moment, and you could probably tell on the show, was when we had Jade Harlow on. That was my biggest fanboy moment.
You're such a fangirl for Jade Harlow, okay? Like,
that's my biggest fanboy moment.
No, you don't even, like, you don't even get to say fanboy for that. Like, you fangirl hard over Jade Harlow.
This is very true. This is very true. But I mean, and the reason I do is because Jade seems, I think that just like one of us. I mean, and it's rare to find in a celebrity of Jade's caliber. That's rare to find.
True. Very true.
But you know,
guys,
I'll
real
be totally
talk
honest
here
with you. What?
She has a boyfriend. Okay, Jade has a boyfriend and stuff, but for a while,
yeah,
I thought she was a lesbian. Everyone, and here's why. Because when she was on our show, we were talking, and she said something about, oh, yeah, well, I was with my girlfriend, and she meant, like, a friend, but I thought she meant, like, her actual girlfriend, you know?
Romantically
like,
involved.
A, Yeah, and I was like, so she's a lesbian? Is that what she's trying to say? And and I have thought she was a lesbian for, like, a long time. And then, like, recently I saw her posting about her boyfriend, and I was like, but I thought she was a lesbian. And I was so confused.
Oh, God.
She's not a lesbian, everyone. And
but,
if she is, I'm sorry that I've outed her.
I'm sorry. Like, you know, and switching gears to our musical guest we've had on, there have been at least two or three musical guests that you've just absolutely clicked with.
I have two favorites. I'll give you $5 if you can guess who they are.
And Kirianne and Bonnie.
Damn, you're good.
You know, but
wow, that was quick. You know, he can't remember my favorite movie, but he knew that.
Well, the reason I did the Bonnie interview wasn't that long ago, and we text with Kirianne constantly. So
this is valid. Oh, and honorable mentions to Stuart of the Springs. Mainly because I asked him if he had a brother, and he thought it was funny.
But Stuart was pretty cool, though. You know, that for me was probably one of my favorite musical interviews we've ever done.
I feel like we false advertised it because we said it was a band, and then it was just him because Holly couldn't be there.
Yeah,
but
she had some. Some other business to do, you know, and there have been it's been very rare, but there have been times I've almost teared up on the show. It's very rare that I do.
There have been times he cried like a freaking baby. Don't let him lie to you.
Openly cried. This last show, as a matter of fact, I was this close to tearing up this last show.
Yep.
With Johnny.
Yeah, I know, because I could tell. But no, he cried. He won't cry with Pasty Peas. Like, don't even lie to me.
I did openly cry with that.
That was tears. That wasn't tearing up.
Full on tears.
Real talk, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So I never cried at TV until I started. Okay, the first TV show I cried at was Dancing with the Stars, and it was when Jennifer Grey was on Dancing with the Stars, and I remember it because when I see the dance she did, I still like get all emotional, but I don't cry. But when she,
right.
It was like the finale night, like the second finale. You know, on the second night of the
mm-hmm.
dance, or no, the first night of the finale, they do two dances, and then the next night they do two more. So it was
mm-hmm.
the one where they had to do, like, the dance they messed up and then a new dance. So it was their new dance, and they did the waltz, and it was so beautiful. And I was so proud of her because I love Jennifer Grey. Just in case y'all didn't know, I love me some Jennifer Grey. Well, she had been hurt and everything, and she wasn't going to be able to dance that night. She did anyway, and I was all happy and inspired, and I was, like, crying because Jennifer Grey.
Public crying, completely. But, you know, we have...
Public crying.
We have just about 90 seconds, but we've went over some of our favorite moments in the show, and since we're celebrating your first year, here's to at least 20 more.
Oh my gosh, that's all I'm trying to put up with you.
Here's to at least 20 more. I'm
if
kidding,
make,
but I mean,
just so y'all know, if we make it to 10, we're getting tattoos.
Yes, we are. You know, oh. And that brought up something. The Springs actually, I posted something on Twitter about if you could get a song title tattoo, what would it be? What would yours be, Em?
I
don't
know.
I know you texted this to me earlier, but...
I texted him and said it last because it was the first thing I could think of, but I'm trying to think of something that's not so lame. Can it be a song? Can it be a song quote?
They said
song
title,
quote,
but whatever.
If it was a song quote, I'd get a quote from Broken Wing or My Body somewhere because that song's inspiring.
But I told you what mine would be, and...
Oh, my goodness. Tell everyone, please, for my entertainment value.
And mine would be Chris Cagle's Chicks Dig It.
That's hilarious. Like, I would pay you $10,000 to get a tattoo that says Chicks Dig It on your forehead.
Chicks Dig It.
On your forehead, though.
On my forehead, on my arm somewhere.
I would give you $10,000 if you put that on your forehead.
But not on my forehead, but whatever.
I dare you to tattoo that on you. Like, okay, you're 28. It's time. You should get a tattoo, and it's just a
Chicks Dig It. But anyway, you know, I think I'm...
You didn't have that rebellious teenage thing, did you? Clearly not, because you don't have any tattoos you regret.
Nope. Oh, a time for announcements.
Oh, the calendar's all the way across the room. I'll see if I'll do it, though. Okay.
I've got a calendar over here. Hold on.
Okay, cool. That means I don't have to move.
The 17th, we have singer-songwriter Katie Bell Aiken on the show with us. Let's see. And the next day, the 18th, and these are all 6 Eastern, 5 Central times, which is fairly obvious because 99% of our shows are at that time. But the 18th, we have a singer-songwriter, Krista Earl, joining us again on the show. It's been a while since Krista was on. And then the 24th, we have a singer-songwriter, Alyssa Trahan. And I'm working on something for the 31st, but on April 2nd, we have ABC executive Nathan Varney joining us again. It'll be a fun to talk to Nathan again, won't it?
Yes, and we know something y'all don't know.
Yes, we do. Which
I
will
feel
be,
so honored.
Oh, me too. But I think that's all I've got. So with that, I'm gonna let you go, and I'll talk to you later. Okay.
Bring me dinner.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
thanks.
But before we do go, though, I wanted to say it's just
like
been...
Do we have time for, like, a 20-second story real quick that will make you laugh?
Yeah.
It's about you. Okay.
Yep, absolutely.
So,
oh, God.
Last night I was at a party, and I was talking to my friend Olivia. We were laying on the couch because we got tired and our feet hurt from our shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So we were sitting there, and I was telling her that I had this show today and stuff. And she was like, well, if y'all are best friends, why don't you just date him? And I was like, because he's 30.
He's 30?
But you know.
Well, true.
I was like, it's just not like that. He's too, he knows
right.
too much. And she was like, well, okay, fair enough. And I was like, but, you know, he buys me jewelry, so it's okay. And she was like, I need one of those. She's like, I need one of those.
Okay.
I was going to tell you this morning, and I totally forgot.
Oh, wow. You know,
so if my friend Olivia tries to steal you from me, then that's why.
That's, yeah.
She's a gold digger.
I'll be on the lookout. I'll be on the lookout for that. This past year with you on the show has just been absolutely awesome. You know?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
We're not getting savvy, are we?
Just a little bit. And there's probably nobody in the world that would put up with me for this long.
Okay. True that. But I call you 5 times a day, so...
Yes, you do.
Go both ways. I call you when
yes,
I'm all... Like, if somebody pisses me off and I'm in public, I call Cody to tell him about it.
Yes, you do.
Yesterday I called Cody and I was crying and he still listened.
And then something...
I'll be...
Exciting happens, you call me. So
yes, like, you know, somebody follows me on Twitter. Oh, pretty good phone call.
Yep, exactly.
Or if I drive by a billboard.
That's where I draw the line.
Yep.
That's where I draw the line. But anyway, I think I'm going to let you go and wrap up here, okay?
Okay. Talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our celebration of Emily's first year on the show. I really don't want to go over all the announcements again, so I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.